Come and hear abortion survivor Melissa Odin, Jeannie Mancini from the March for Life, and Blaze TV and radio host Steve Dace at the 2022 Lutherans for Life National Conference, Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd in Rock Island, Illinois. Lutherans for Life National Conferences provide valuable information and encouragement to you, your congregation, and your community. The 2022 Lutherans for Life National Conference, October 21st and 22nd in Rock Island, Illinois. Learn more at lutheransforlife.org/conference.
Sanger utilized the ideas of social Darwinism to promote a eugenics plan to eliminate unfavored races, and especially African Americans.
Our culture has been so catechized by feminist ideology that we really have begun to think that dads are somewhat like a cultural appendix. It's nice if you have one, but not particularly necessary.
Just as Jonah was abandoned by God, so I will be abandoned all the more, and that will be for the life of the world. My God, why have you abandoned me? Is the primary link between Jesus and the prophet Jonah.
Jesus made a blood atonement upon the throne, the seat of his cross, that the wrath of God would be assuaged and all of our sins would be covered.
Organic dairy farmers from northern Germany love listening to Issues, Etc.
With the Dobbs ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade, all eyes seem to have turned to the states, and there's a lot of work to be done legislatively and in the courts at the state level. But does that mean that the national level has essentially punted on the abortion issue? To some, it actually looks like they have. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, October the 7th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Chuck Donovan of the Charlotte Lozier Institute about national Republican lawmakers and abortion. We'll discuss Islam in Germany with Dr. Uwe Simonetto, and Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, will join us. We'll discuss the White House's new measures to protect abortion access. Then we'll look forward to Sunday morning, according to the historic one-year lectionary, talking with Pastor David Peterson about the parable of the wedding feast in Luke chapter 14. Chuck Donovan is president of the Charlotte Lozier Institute and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Republicans Had Better Pass Pro-Life Laws If They Ever Want to Be Elected Again. Chuck, welcome to Issues Etc.
Todd, pleasure to be with you.
In the Dobbs ruling, where did the U.S. Supreme Court say the issue of abortion belonged?
Well, one thing it said was that the Constitution does not require abortion on demand. It reversed Roe versus Wade. Now, reversing it, every time the court, and it didn't do it frequently, but it did frequently enough, it referred to the issue returning to elected officials. That was the key point, that this issue would be resolved by the determinations of the people's representatives. It made quite clear that Congress and the states, whatever their respective spheres of authority would be, both represent elected bodies that can deal with the question, but the court cannot.
Give us a history lesson on the state of abortion law pre-Roe.
Well, it's really fascinating because abortion was liberalized in the states, about 11 or 13 states, to a certain degree, nowhere near what Roe v. Wade imposed. And the majority of those states were states that would probably have legal abortion now: Colorado, California, New York. But when you got into the 1970 to 1972 period, the public pro-life response started to kick into gear. Michigan and North Dakota held referendums upholding their pro-life laws. And interestingly enough, New York State repealed its two-year-old abortion liberalization law, which allowed abortion till 24 weeks. That repeal didn't go through because Nelson Rockefeller vetoed it. The states were trending back toward life.
How did Republicans embrace a national solution shortly after Roe? Tell us about that.
Well, it was slow at first. You have to remember that in 1972, President Nixon had embraced the Rockefeller Commission on Population, which endorsed legal abortion. In 1976, Gerald Ford, seeking re-election to a full term, picked Nelson Rockefeller as his running mate. But already the Republican Party grassroots was trending in the other direction. In 1976, the Republican Party adopted a platform plank that said it favored the efforts of those who seek enactment of a constitutional amendment to restore the right to life. And when Ronald Reagan engaged in battle with the Rockefeller wing of the party, Reagan prevailed.
And the presidents in the Republican Party since then, post-Roe, have they been consistent in their message about the need in some legislative form to protect the unborn?
Well, they have, and the practical reasons are clear. Basically, Congress controls about 50% of the health care in the United States. It has vast powers over federal territories, the military, the Veterans Administration. There is no way it cannot have an abortion policy. And on top of that, I would say every Republican president who was successful from 1980 to the present ran on a platform that referred to either a constitutional amendment to restore protection of the right to life. That first happened in 1980, and Todd, I was at that convention and lobbied for that plank, or the platforms and the president embraced legislative action by the Congress to protect the unborn. So it's an unbroken string of success for Republicans who embrace that.
Why did that national solution not materialize?
Well, you know, both of them require majority support, at least majority support. The Cato Constitutional Amendment, you need two-thirds of the Congress, three-fourths of the states. In 1982 and 1983, with Ronald Reagan advocating for both those measures, votes on both were lost in the Congress. And you have to remember that in 1982, Reagan suffered a setback in the midterm elections. He had momentum going into 1982. But because of the economy, there was a setback. And so the federal efforts were stalled until the partial birth abortion ban legislation more than a decade later.
Why must national Republican lawmakers not merely leave the issue of abortion to the state legislatures?
Well, first of all, it's a question of honesty and consistency. The party has supported limits on abortion because of a basic belief that the Republican Party and its presidents have embraced, which is that an unborn child is a living member of the human family. There is no real legal distinction between a baby at 35 or 30 or 25 weeks in the womb and that child who is born. So in order to basically to be consistent with their promises that brought their party new success and took it out of what you would call the country club mentality, so it's a question of integrity. So also a question that hundreds of thousands of lives are at stake. We have states like New York and California that are actually now soliciting and spending funds to draw women to their states to be oases, if you will, negative oases for abortion on request. So Congress needs to address that and create limits as it can.
Why do so many national Republican leaders seem satisfied to leave the issue of protecting the unborn to others?
Well, it is not what they've been saying now for decades. They've been saying that we need federal answers that apply to all unborn children. I think there's just, it's like being dropped in cold water. Even though we sought and thought that the Dobbs decision was coming, I think Republicans had gotten out of the habit of debating the issue seriously. They cringe a bit in the face of resistance, but you look at the Democrats and they want a national abortion license paid for by federal tax dollars all the way to birth and with no limitations in terms of which states fund or not. That's not the American people's position. Republicans need to know how to articulate it.
What do you make of the conventional wisdom that says that post-Roe, Republican candidates and incumbents should de-emphasize the abortion issue?
Todd, I think it will be a dismal failure, and I think we're already seeing that change. First of all, the Biden administration is not in a position of reaching any compromise on the issue. They want national solutions in the direction of allowing abortion on request. It's the wrong result for the American people. They are sending the Justice Department to make arrests in cases that have been treated as local issues, where there have been pro-life demonstrators now visited by armed FBI agents. They are going to be aggressively pushing an issue, and for the Republicans to sit quietly back, they will not only lose the issue, but they will deserve to if they lack courage when the moment counts.
Chuck Donovan is president of the Charlotte Lozier Institute. He's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Republicans Had Better Pass Pro-Life Laws If They Ever Want to Be Elected Again. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Chuck, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
When we return, we're going to be talking about Islam in Germany. The occasion is an article about six facts you didn't know about mosques in Germany. Did you know, by the way, that there are twice as many mosques in Germany as there are in the U.S.? Why is that? Dr. Uwe Simonetto will join us next. What you did to fight through pain, to get a taste of love. You can call it what you like. Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. consistently ranks among the top podcasts in religion and spirituality. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
Come and hear abortion survivor Melissa Odin, Jeannie Mancini from the March for Life, and Blaze TV and radio host Steve Dace at the 2022 Lutherans for Life National Conference, Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd in Rock Island, Illinois. Lutherans for Life National Conferences provide valuable information and encouragement to you, your congregation, and your community. The 2022 Lutherans for Life National Conference, October 21st and 22nd in Rock Island, Illinois. Learn more at lutheransforlife.org/conference. Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When pastors talk about us, they say ad crucem. When laity mention us, they say ad crucem. When telemarketers call us, they say ADC Rucam. But a Luther Rose by any name will smell as sweet. Ad Crucem is the place to go for greeting cards and artwork, jewelry and ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and much more. Visit adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
Memoria Press exists to promote and impart the classical heritage of the Christian West through an emphasis on the liberal arts and the great works of the Western tradition. The Memoria Press curriculum encourages the development of wisdom and virtue through the pursuit of truth, goodness, and beauty. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR22. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time. memoriapress.com.